Turn your Bibles to John chapter 7. John chapter 7. This morning I'm starting a series on experiencing the Holy Spirit. To experience the Holy Spirit. John 7, 37 and 39. The Holy Spirit is not yet come in John 7, 37 to 39. And it's going to come on the day of Pentecost. But it hasn't happened yet in the ministry of Jesus here. And Jesus expresses what is exactly going to happen. I trust you're there. All of our texts are in the book of John this morning. And keep up with me. All the children, all the teenagers, open your Bible and keep up, because this is God's Word. This is great stuff. John chapter 7, verse 37. In the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scriptures hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. In parenthesis here, explains verse 38. And he says, But this he spake of the Spirit, Holy Spirit, which they that believe on him should, future tense, receive. For the Holy Ghost was what? Not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified. It's going to be rivers of living water. It's just going to flow. I'm thinking, you know, what flows? What flowed yesterday? Just come down and down and down. Don't say the word, please. Let's go to this week. It's going to rain. It's going to rain. And it's going to come down. And the Holy Spirit is like this rain coming down. And it is with us. Is that right? It is with us. And if we get out in it, it's with us more. And if we open our mouths, it goes where? In us. And that's what he wanted you to catch, that this Holy Spirit is coming down, and it's gushing like a river flowing, and it's to you, with you, around you, and it's going to come out of you and in you. The Holy Spirit. I want you to think about that this morning, because my sermon this morning is that he has come. Put the next slide up. He has come. You know, he has come. He came. He came on the day of Pentecost 2,000 years ago. Next Sunday, he comforts. It's going to be a great sermon. And next Sunday is he convicts. And then the next Sunday is he confronts. And then the last Sunday is the best one. He consumes. The Holy Spirit. John 14, 15, and 16. I just want you to think. But this morning is, he is here. Wow. He is here. He is there. And you need to catch what all you have. You have a personal, indwelling deity. Living, alive, empowering you inside of you. The Holy Spirit. Wow. John chapter 14. Everybody turn there. David, come and read it for us, please. John chapter 14, starting with verse 16.
John chapter 14, starting in verse 16. And I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but ye know him, for he dwelleth with you, and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless, I will come to you. Yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. At that day ye shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. Verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto him, If a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him. And we will come unto him, and make our abode with him.
Thank you. John chapter 14, we're going to be there. We have verse 6, John chapter 14, verse 6. I have these three verses up there. These are the main three verses that state the doctrine of the Holy Spirit, that he has come. And just what has come here? John chapter 14, verse 6. We're just going to flow through these texts. And it says, Jesus saith unto him, I am the what? I am the life. No man cometh to whom? The Father. You can't get to the Father. You can't get saved. You can't get eternal life. You can't get forgiveness. You can't become His friend. You can't have fellowship. You can't live until you come to the Father. So Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And He's the way, the truth, and the life to the Father. We got to come to the Father to get saved. And then it's by me. It's by Jesus. The only way to save. Jump down to verse 28. John chapter 14, verse 28. Ye have heard how I said unto you, I'm going away. He's preparing them. I'm leaving. And come again unto you. Wow, you're leaving and you're coming. What's going on? And if ye love me, ye would rejoice because I said, I go to the Father. Here's the phrase. For my Father is what? Is greater than I am. What does God look like? What are His attributes? All of His attributes. What is He like? Put the next slide in. It is so important that you realize He's creator. He's the controller. He's the conqueror. He's God. He's the Almighty. And the Father is the one. Jesus was equal to Him and is one with Him forever. And they two are one. Is that right? Forever? Forever? And then Jesus became human. He limited Himself to a body. Is that right? And God was still in heaven, and that's why He says, God is greater than I. I have limited myself. I could do all those things, but I don't. He didn't poof and walk through walls and boom, boom, until after His death and ascension or resurrection. And He realized He's God. And, you know, He thirsted. He wept. He got tired. Is that right? He was human, and He was fully God, fully man, but God is greater because He's not man. And that's what He says. He's greater. I want you to see this morning how great God is and to realize He's all of these things here and to catch that this great God and Jesus comes in the Holy Spirit and all three of them live in us. My. To catch that and to realize that is just wonderful to catch it and go, God, this is great. Verse 9, John chapter 14, verse 9. Jesus said unto him, Have I been so long time with you, and yet hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the... Wow. That's why they crucified Him right there. He, being a man, claimed to be God. If you've seen me, you've seen the Father. And they go, blasphemer. He was. He is God. And how sayest thou then, show us the Father. They're one. They're one. Verse 10, John chapter 14, verse 10. Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me, He doeth the works. Do you know God? Jesus has given us an example of what we do when we have the Holy Spirit. Same words, that He only does what the Father says. The Father dwells in Him, and He only does the works of the Father, and He only speaks the words of the Father. And He's given us example of the Holy Spirit indwelling us, just like the Father indwelt Him. Amazing there, that He, in the flesh, had God living in Him and out of Him. Magnificent. Verse 16. It says, And I will pray the Father, Jesus speaking, I will pray the Father, and He, here's the Trinity is all in one verse here, I, Jesus, will pray the Father God, and He shall give you another comforter, the Holy Spirit, that He, the Father, may abide with you. How long is the Father going to abide with you? How long? Do you really believe that? You mean to tell me once you become a Christian and the Holy Spirit comes in you, which is Jesus in you and the Father in you, He will never leave you? Wow. When you feel alone, are you alone? No. That's the facts. When we feel alone, we're not alone because He is with you. I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm going to talk about comforter next week, so I'm not going to hit that. But the Father, He abides with us forever in the Holy Spirit. Verse 17. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. They think it's all foolishness. Is that right? I love this. Catch this next verse. I love this verse. Verse 17, right in the middle. But ye, what's the next word? Know Him. You experience Him. You know Him. You experience Him. For He dwelleth with you. With you. And He shall be what? In you. Don't ever get over that. You know Him. You know Him. You're going to experience Him. It's not unknowable, unapproachable. It's real. It comes alive. And He dwells in you. And it's the Father in you. And the Son, Jesus, in you. And the Holy Spirit. He will be with you. And He will be in you. Man, keep the thought there. Let's keep reading here. Verse 18. It says, I will not leave you comfortless, Jesus says. I will come to you. The Father's in, the Holy Spirit in you. Jesus is in, the Holy Spirit in you. I will come to you. Verse 19, yet a little while, and the world seeth me no more. Now catch this. Look at this chart up here. Yet a little while, He is speaking this on His way to the cross before He prays and He gets crucified on Thursday night. And He says, now in a little while, the world see me no more. He says, but ye see me. I love this. Because I live, what? You're going to live. Don't let that be a little. The thing here, he died. 3 days later, He arose. He showed Himself to many people for 40 days. He ascended 40 days after the Passover. He went to heaven. And 10 days later, on the day of Pentecost, the feast of Pentecost, He came back. And He says, now there's a little time. I'm going to be gone from you. And then you're going to see me. And then I'm going to be gone from you again. That's us right now, and He's coming back. But He says, I'm with you. I'm with you. And He says, don't get perturbed here. Don't let that discourage you here, because I'm not going to be seen. And the world thinks I'm gone. But He says, you'll experience me, because I'm going to be with you and in you. And He says, wow. And He says, because I live. He didn't stay dead. He ascended to heaven. He's still alive. You shall live by the power of the Holy Spirit. And it's amazing. The day of Pentecost, the day of Passover is on Easter, okay? The day of Pentecost means 50 days after Passover. Passover is when they get they start harvest, and Pentecost is when they finish harvest. And Passover and Pentecost this year, 2018, is Sunday, May the 20th. Is that kind of cool to think 50 days later, that's when the church began. That's when the Holy Spirit came. And the Holy Spirit didn't act like this in the Old Testament. He came and went and empowered. In the New Testament, He comes on you. He is with you. He is in you. And He is there forever. Verse 20, it says, at that day, I'm going to end with this sermon here. I'm going to end here. I'm not ending right now. I got a lot more to go. At that day, I want you to think, at that day was after he had died, and they were miserable for 3 days, and then they saw Him. Is that right? He's alive. Did it take them a while to believe it? Took them a while? Okay, and some people didn't believe. Thomas didn't believe for another whole week, and he was with them for 40 days, and they ascended, and right now He's not with us, but we have the Holy Spirit. He's here. He's here. And he says, now at that day, for them it was after the resurrection, they saw him a little bit. But it for us is now. It's when you get saved. At that day, you shall know that I am in my Father, verse 20, chapter 4, 14. And ye in me, and I in... That is something to never get over, children, teenagers, adults. God Almighty, the Father, Creator, Controller, Conqueror, Jesus, our Savior, our Sustainer, lives in us. And He's with us. And He is with us and in us forever. Wow, wow, wow. Verse 23, he says, look at verse 23. Jesus answered and said unto them, if a man love me, he will what? If a man loves Jesus, what will he do? You mean to tell me if a person doesn't keep the words of Jesus, the Bible, he doesn't love Jesus? And we have a day where people say, I love Jesus, and they don't obey the Bible. If you love Jesus, you obey the Bible. If you don't obey the Bible, you don't love Jesus. That's heavy. That's heavy. Now, we're not perfect. No, don't that. But you're working at it. You're pushing at it. You're at it. And it says, if you love me, keep my words, and my Father will love you. Have you ever thought that God loves you? The Almighty cares for you, is interested in you, is all about you, wants the best for you, wants to train and teach you and make you the best. He says, the Father will love you, and we, catch that plurality, the Father and Jesus, will come unto Him, unto us, and make our abode, our dwelling, our residence, our house, our address, our habitation, that the Father and the Son lives in us through the Holy Spirit. Don't get over it. You have all of God living in you. You have a personal deity indwelling you, empowering you. Wow. John chapter 15, just one verse, verse 26. Everybody look at it. John chapter 15, verse 26. And when the Comforter is come, I'll talk more about that next week, whom I will send, Jesus talking, the Father sent Him, Jesus sent Him, they're all one, unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father. Here's a great statement. He will testify of me. It's all about Jesus. We have a day where people say the Holy Spirit said this, and it's not according to the Bible, not according to Jesus. I want you to know the Holy Spirit never says anything against Jesus or contrary to Jesus or the Bible. It's very important. I could get up here and say, Jesus is coming on August the 6th. That's wrong. Jesus told me to go kill this person. No, He didn't. He didn't. And Jesus told me to lie. No, Jesus didn't tell you to lie. He will testify of me. Let's keep reading. Chapter 16, verse 7. Nevertheless, I tell you truth. It is expedient for you that I go away. For if I go not away, if I don't ascend to my Father, the Comforter, the Holy Spirit, will not come unto you. But if I, Jesus, depart, I will send Him unto you. And, well, get out of here, Jesus, and send us the Holy Spirit. Jesus was in a human body, and He could only be with one person at a time. Now He can live in all of us, fully, with us, in us. Wow, that's why it was better. Verse 13, howbeit, John chapter 16, verse 13. Howbeit when He, the Spirit of truth, is come, He is come. He will guide you into all truth. I'll speak on that later. For He shall not speak of Himself. But whatsoever He hear, that shall He speak, and He will show you things to come. They wrote the whole Bible, and this is the Holy Spirit, and it is wonderful to realize God is at work in our lives. John chapter 16, verse 14. John chapter 16, verse 14. He shall glorify me, for He shall receive of mine, Jesus said, and shall show it unto you. That's His job. We're going to talk about that later. It's all about Jesus. Verse 15, all things that the Father hath are mine. We're one, Father and Son. Therefore saith I that he shall take of mine and shall show it unto you. That's his job. The Father, the Son, God in one comes in the Holy Spirit to be with us and in us forever. That should do something to you. John chapter 14, verse 20. Put up the next one. It's very important that you just, at that day, the day you got saved, ye shall know, you'll experience that I am in the Father, and Jesus said, and ye in me, you're in me, Jesus said, and Jesus said, I'm going to be in you. This empowering of us, that the Almighty is in us, that He it's really in us, assuredly in us, actually, truly, definitely, unquestionably, absolutely, fully, entirely, that the all of deity lives in us in the power of the Holy Spirit. And my messed life can be blessed because I got God living me. It's not me. It's God living in me and through me. It's a miracle. I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about the miracle of life, that God has been with me. Has God been with you from the foundation of the world? He chose you. He's been at work in you even before you got saved. Is that true? That is exciting. I want you to take a look. I want you to all think about the way you lived, your life, and look backwards. It's hard to see the miracle and the presence of God in your life right now. It's hard because you don't know if it's God or, you know, you run into this person and you don't know how God's going to use it, and you think and it falls apart and you're wondering, well, what happened? It's kind of hard for the present. It's terribly hard for the future. You trust that, the promises. But the past, I want each of you to go back to your years and to look at how God has been with you. God was with me in my teen years, and it's amazing how God saved my parents. My parents got married, both unsaved, both worldly. God saved them at 27 when I was born, okay? I was born in a preacher's home, didn't know any different, but it just began with them and changed our whole. I don't know why I didn't rebel as a teenager. I wanted to, but God helped me to choose some good friends. Huh? And I can see how the hand of God has miraculously kept me from that crowd, and I moved towards this crowd. Made a decision going to Bible college. I asked my brother, how'd you get to Bible college? He said, Dad told me to go to Bible college. Oh. He told me too. You're going to Bible college, boy. And those decisions, how God led you and protected you in all of your teen years and your 20 years, how God led me to Ronald Lee. And that's a miracle. It is. I trust you look back at your life, how God has led you, huh? You can see the miracle of how He led you, even in, before you were saved, even in bad decisions. Was God in those too? Yes. God has been leading you all along. Put up the next one. Put up the next one there. I'm going to sing it to you. Say yes or no. Yes. Oh, no. All the way, this is in, we're going to, a bunch of hymns. All the way my Savior leads me. What have I to ask beside? Can I doubt His tender mercy? Who through life has been my guide? Heavenly peace, divinest comfort. Here by faith in Him I dwell. For I know whate'er befalls me. Jesus what? Doeth all things well. And I can see that looking back and realizing God's led me, and God led me to my first church, and God led me to my second church. And He hasn't led me away. Probably should have. Yeah. you know, God again, and God led me into your life, and I get to be a part of you. I have a neighbor sitting back there that was a neighbor way back, and it's exciting to see her here, and it's exciting how God's led and the miracles that have happened. It's so noticeable as you look back and you realize, while I was here, made this dumb choice, God helped me here. God brought this person in my life to keep me from this. God did this. God brought this. God let me marry this beautiful lady. God gave me these wonderful three children. God has blessed the three children. Huh? You're sitting there going, wow, God, I got these grandchildren. I got all of these friends right here. Is that right? And you get to see them grow up. This is my family here. Huh? And you get to see them, and you see them grow, and the kids grow, and the kids go into the ministry and become missionaries and come church people in the church and become deacons and come Sunday school teachers. And you go, wow, get married. It is a thrill. Look back. Take the time to look back to see the miracles that God has done, because He's still involved, because deity lives inside of you. Wow. Put the next song up. It says, here's the key. Simply trusting every day. Is that right? It's the key. Trusting through the stormy way. I don't know, but He knows. And He lives in me. Is He going to not let me have any temptation that I can't handle? I trust Him. It says, even when my faith is small, trusting Jesus, that is all. Trusting as the moments fly. Trusting as the days go by. Trusting Him, whatever befall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. Brightly doth His Spirit shine into this poor heart of mine. While He leads, I cannot fall. Trusting Jesus, that is all. That is all. Put the next one up. It says, when we walk with the Lord in the light of His Word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still. Is that right? And with all who will trust and obey. Is that the key? It's looking back and seeing God did this, God did this, God did this. The Holy Spirit's been with me. He's been in me. He's been helping me, directing me, empowering me. And it's wonderful to see how He's done. And I'm going to simply trust Him for today and tomorrow. And I'm going to trust and obey. Because if I love Him, I keep His commandments. And the more I keep His commandments, the happier I will be. Teenagers, I want you to know that. God didn't write anything to keep something good from you. I've watched people mess up their lives with drugs and sex and all kinds of stuff, huh? God's got something great for you. And it's wonderful. Aren't you glad He walks with you? Put the next one up. Let's sing this together. This is just a chorus here. Ronnie, you don't have to play it. And just, and He walks. Is that right? Let's sing it. And He walks with me, and He talks with me, and He tells me I am His own, and the joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever. Amen. That's the Holy Spirit in you, coming out of you, with you, in you, all of God, all of deity, forever. He came. He's here. He lives in the church. He lives in you. Let him live in and out of you. Walk with Him. Put the next one up. Let's sing this one too. He lives. He lives. Is that right? He lives. Let's sing it. He lives. He lives. Christ Jesus lives today. He walks with me and talks with me along life's narrow way. He lives. He lives. Salvation to impart. You ask me how I know He lives. Sing it. He lives within. Every head bowed, every eye closed. The Holy Spirit was not in the Old Testament like He is in the New Testament, indwelling the believer with all of God in them, with them forever. Empowering. Does he walk and talk with you? Have you looked back at your life and seen how he miraculously did this and this? I want you to go home this afternoon and talk about it. Teenagers, children, parents, grandparents, how he has done miraculous things because he's alive. He's alive in us, with us, to us, through us. God Almighty. Don't get over it. And talk with him. Trust and obey. You're here this morning, you don't know Jesus as your Savior. Maybe you've never been saved. Maybe you're not sure you're saved. Preacher, I don't know the Holy Spirit's come in my life or not, because when you get saved, the Holy Spirit comes in. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. He starts working. That's what I'm going to be preaching at the next 5 Sundays. Preacher, I'm not sure I'm a Christian. Pray for me. Pray for me. Can I pray for you? Every head bowed, every eye closed. Can I pray for you? Preacher, pray for me. I'm not sure I'm a Christian. I want that Holy Spirit flowing with me, in me, helping me, directing me, guiding me. I'm not sure about that. Pray for me. Can I pray for you? I pray for you. Because it's shame to not know that you have the Holy Spirit flowing in you and through you. If you love me, keep my words, trust and obey. And if you don't obey, you don't love him too much. Because he lives, we live. The world can't see him, but you see him. You experience him because he lives in you, with you, forever. The Almighty Deity, God. Wow. Christian, let that make you shout to the Lord.